आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
ॐ सहना भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were discussing the small I, ahankar, ego. And Shankaracharya is saying that this ego is also false. He is proving, he is giving the reason for also for that. In verse number 293, Sarvatmana drishyam idam nisaiva naiva aham artha chanikatva darsanat. From the standpoint of Sarvatmana, from the standpoint of absolute reality, he says, drishyam idam, idam, whatever you are seeing, drishyam, whatever is seen, mrisa eva is unreal. It's unreal. That we have seen many times. Whatever drishyam is jalam, tad vikari, tad vinasi, then tan mithya. Mithya means limited in one period of time. And tan asat, that is not there, it's not existing. Mrisa. Naeva aham artha chanikatva darsanat. But what is the reason? This ego is not real. So he gives a hetu, a cause. Because chanikatva darsanat, for it is seen to be fleeting, changing. Our ego is also fleeting and changing. Therefore, he is saying, it is mrisha. It is unreal. So both drishya and ego are seen. It is drishya. Many times I have told you the world starts from vritti. Inside vritti, the from thought to brahmand is jagat. From thought to brahmand is jagat. So this aham vritti is also a vritti, a thought. This also is seen. Therefore, it is mrisha. But the only thing difference between ego and the outside world is that ego is seen inside and the world is seen outside. That's all. There is no other difference. But it is seen. So, hetu, reason, we have to remember, chanikatvat, because it is fleeting, it is changing. So, janami aham sarvamiti pratiti kutaham ade chanikasya siddhet, janami aham sarvam, then you say, I know everything. Janami, I know. Sarvam, everything, I know everything. How is that possible? Your ego is fleeting, changing. How can you say that I know everything? Kuta aham ade chanikasya siddhayet. Because the ego is momentary, chanik. So this is not possible. So if ego knower is changing, then how it can be ultimate knower? So slowly, slowly, Shankaracharya is building up a topic. There is one ultimate seer. Ultimate seer. Remember Upadesar. We have seen vritti. Vritti are two type. One is the idam vritti, another is aham vritti. Both are vritti. Both are thought. And these thoughts are illumined by aham padartha, the suddha aham. Suddha aham illuminates both vrittis, aham vritti and idam vritti. Shankaracharya is building up the topic. From ego he is trying to come now to suddha aham. Okay, next verse 294.
Aham padarthas tvahamadi sakshi. Aham padarthas tvahamadi sakshi. Nityam sushupta vabhibhava darshanat. Nityam sushupta bhava darshanat. Brute yajo nitya iti shruti swayam. Brute yajo nitya iti shruti swayam. Tat pratyagatma sadasad vilakshanah. Tat pratyagatma sadasad vilakshanah. Aham padartha stvahamadi sakshi. Nityam sushupta vabhibhava darshanat. Brute yajo nitya iti shruti swayam. Tat pratyagatma sadasad vilakshana.
Now Atman is different from ego is made clear here now in this verse. In the last verse ego was said to be unreal. Why? Chanikatva. Because it is fleeting, changing, therefore it is unreal, it is mrisha. Now it is said, aham padar, the true I, the suddha aham, tu aham adi sakshi, is indeed the sakshi of this ego. Suddha aham, remember, idam vritti, aham vritti, suddha aham. Suddha aham, he is saying, is the sakshi of ego. Suddham is continuously there and it is sakshi, it is witnessing the ego. It is seeing the changing ego also. Aham padartu aham adi sakshi. The real I is witness of the ego. So the real meaning of aham means what? The sakshi, atman. For that, Shankaracharya is using the word aham padartha. So there is a difference between ego and sakshi. There is a difference between aham vritti and suddham. What is the difference? It says, nityam susaptau api bhava darshanat. Nityam, always. Susaptau, in deep sleep. Api, even. Bhava darshanat, its presence is seen. So, sakshi or atman's presence is seen in susupti also. So, what is the speciality of susupti? Facility of susupti is that there is no ego, but Atman is there. Atman is there. Sakshi is there. Okay, the illuminator is there, which is Nitya. So this illuminator is there in the Jagrita Avastha, in Swapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha. Always in three states it is there. Okay, but Ahankar is not there. Ahankar laye supto bhavet dehe api achetana. When Ahankar is not there, then the deha, the gross body is achetan. We don't feel anything. Where is this body lying? We have no idea. No idea. Achetan. There is no chetanta in there. Ego is absorbed in the susupti. So in deep sleep, Ahankar is not there. But Sakshi is there. In deep sleep, Ahankar is not there and Sakshi is there. Therefore, when we come out from the susupti, we say that there was nothing. I experience or witness nothingness. Kuch bhi nahi tha. What is your experience of susupti? Pata nahi kuch nahi. Nothing was there. Okay. To Sakshi is Nitya. What is the hetu and cause? Susuptau api bhava darsanat. Sakshi is Nitya. Why it is called Nitya? Because in susupti also it is there. Therefore it is Nitya. In Jagrat it is there, in Swapna Avastha is there, in the Susupti also is there. So throughout the whole life, this Suddha Aham is there. Therefore it is Nitya. And what is Ahankar? Ahankar is Anitya. Why? Chanikatva Darsanat. So if somebody asks you why Ahankar is Anitya, you have to tell. What is the Hetu? What is the cause? What arguments Shankaracharya has given? Chanikatva, it is fleeting. It is changing. How will you prove that Sakshi is Nitya? Because it is present in Susupti also. It is present in all three states. In Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha and Susupti. Oh. But Ahankar is not present in deep sleep. Okay. Not only by logic, we can prove by Shruti also. This is logic. What is the logic? Ego is not present in Susupti in the deep sleep, but Sakshi is present in Susupti. Therefore, Sakshi is Nitya and ego is Anitya. So, this is logic. Now, the Shruti also says. So, there are three things. Whenever you want to prove anything, the Shruti, Yukti, and Anubhuti, three things are to be seen. So, Shankaracharya has given the Yukti here. Logic, this is the logic, why I am saying it is Nitya. Now he is saying, no, Shruti, I am quoting Shruti also. What is the Shruti? Brute hi aja Nitya iti Shruti swayam. Brute says. Who says? Shruti swayam. Shruti means Shastra herself. What it says? Verily he aja Nitya iti. Verily that is aja, unborn and Nitya. Eternal. Shruti also says. Achha, Shruti says. Where it is said. So in Gita we know, we have seen Ajo Nitya Saswato Yam Purana. That we have seen in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. This Atma is Aja Nitya Saswat Purana, most ancient. Where from Lord has taken? The Lord Krishna is a Makhanchor. So he has also stolen this line from Kathopanishad. Which came first? Upanishad came first. Gita came later. So if Lord is taking the same words, so that means same word we find in Katho Upanishad. Ajo nitya sasvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sarire. So Shruti also says Atma is nitya. Aja, unborn. Therefore it is nitya. Achha. So what is this Sakshi? Then the Pad 4 says, Tat Pratyagatma Sad Asad Vilachanam. Tat, therefore, Pratyagatma, the inner self, the Sakshi, Sad Asad Vilachanam is different from the gross and subtle. We have got gross body, we have got the subtle body. Ahankar relates to subtle body. So he says it is different from gross and subtle. Sakshi is different. Not only different, actually, it is the adhishtan of gross and subtle. Adhishtan, substratum. Without sakshi, this gross body and subtle body cannot exist. We have seen many times, for all changes to happen, there must be some changes substratum. If in the body changes are happening, in the subtle body, in the mind, some changes are happening, vrittis are changing, ego is also changing, then there, that means we must have something changeless as substratum. So it is adhisthan, it is substratum of both gross and subtle. Gurudev writes, the real sense of I, aham padartha, is one which is the witness of the ego and the object and their changes. The subject and object. What is the subject and the object? Aham vritti is the subject, idam vritti is object. Idam vritti is object. Aham vritti is subject. Idam vritti, this is chair, this is microphone, this is table, this is BMI chart. These are all idam, 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 idam. But the knower in all cases is aham vritti, ego. The subject and the object both are recognized by the consciousness, which is one's real nature. So who is the ultimate knower? Consciousness, sakshi, atman, is the ultimate knower. When I say I was unhappy when my wife died, only Gurudev can say, my wife died. We can't say that. And my died. I am conscious of my sorrow now, of the wife's death sometime back, and also that it was me who was unhappy. I am consciousness of the I, of its environment and of its experiences. The subject, the object and the experiences are all known by me. Me capital, that means the consciousness. By consciousness, it is everything is known. This consciousness in me is eternal and real. This sakshi, this atman within me is eternal and real. Never is there a time when it is not. Even in deep sleep, we are conscious of nothingness. The Upanishad says, this great truth is unborn and eternal. This great reality, which is the inner self, is something other than the subtle and gross. Come to apprehend it. This is an anxious exhortation of Shankar to his students. So again and again, again and again, you see, Shankaracharya is saying one thing. Usko jaan lo pahle bas bas. First thing you should do is know your own self. That's all. Khatam. Okay. So ego is false. So don't have a strong ego. If you get a strong ego, then accident will happen. You will be hurt. Even saying this ego is false is also ego. I know ego is false. So saying this also is an ego. So we should be very, very careful. By practice, we have to remove it. Okay, next one.
Vikarinam sarva vikara veta.
Vikarinam sarva vikara veta.
Nitya vikaro bhavitum samarhati.
Nitya vikaro bhavitum
samarhati. Mano ratha swapna susupti susputam.
Mano
puna puna drishtamasatvametayoho. Vikarinam sarva vikaraveta. Nitya vikaro bhavitum samarhati. Manoratha swapna susupti susputam. Puna puna drishtamasatvametayoho.
So Shankaracharya is giving one more logic here. It's very simple logic, and but proves ego can't be real. What he is saying, vikari nam sarva vikar veta, vikari nam of the changing things. Vikari nam, those which are things are which are changing. Sarva vikar veta, knower of all changes. Knower of all changes. So that which is the knower of all changes in all things which are liable to change. So changes are happening inside and outside also. Continuous it is happening. And knower of these changes is different. We know the changes, what happened last evening. All the chairs were like here in this side. Now in this morning we find all the chairs. I know the changes that happened. We know. So knower of all changes must be changeless. If we flow with the changes, what will happen? We will not notice it. If you are traveling in a high-speed train, sitting in the train, you will not feel that the train is going at high speed. You will find all the trees or the houses running on the other side. So sitting in the train, it is very difficult to know that the changes are happening. So you have to be something other than that. Nitya abhikari bhavitum samarati. Nitya, eternal. Abhikari, changeless. Bhavitum, to be. Samarati, deserve, should be. So there must be an entity which should be nitya and abhikari, not changing. So knower of the change, two qualifications Shankaracharya has given. One is the nitya, another is abhikari. If Shuddham also become vikari, what will happen? You will not be able to notice the change. Therefore, the Shuddha Aham has to be abhikari, not modifying, not changing. Ego is changing, fleeting. It is anitya. That we have already seen. Therefore, the Aham has to be nitya and abhikari. So, two words Shankaracharya has used here. Vikarvritta has to be eternal, permanent and changeless. Like on the screen, we see the dances going on. That doesn't mean the screen is dancing. That doesn't mean the screen is. Screen is changeless. Nitya. On that screen, we are seeing the dance. But the screen is not dancing. Similarly, on that nitya, all the thoughts are coming. All the thoughts are coming, but it is not affected. That is nitya. It is abhikari. So think about the ego, see its condition, the I bhav in gross body and subtle body. How this ahankar is connected to gross body and subtle body. When we are connected, the ego is connected to gross body, we say, I am so and so. I am so and so. When it is ego is identified with the subtle body, then how is there? What is the subtle body? What is antakaran? How many things are there? Antakaran chatushtay. Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. Now we are saying ahankar identified with the subtle body. In how many ways it can identify? So ahankar can identify with mind. Then you say, I am thinking. Are you coming to Vivek Chudamani class today? I am thinking. It is mine. Then ahankar is connected to intellect. After some time you give me a ring. No, I have decided I am coming. So do you know about the last class? Chitta, I am remembering. So I is connected to mind, I is connected to intellect, I is connected to ahankar, is connected to chitta. So this way ego is identifying with the gross body and subtle body. Achha, one thing we can derive, one inference we can derive, very important inference. If there is no gross body or subtle body, can there be ego? No. If there is no gross body, no subtle body, there cannot be ego. There cannot be ego. Deep thinking, go on thinking, you will find. Because it is based on gross body and subtle body. If gross body and subtle body is not there, ego is not there. Manorat swapna susupti tu sputam. Manorat swapna susupti tu sputam. Manorath, man ka rath. Swapna and susuptam, it is clearly seen in fanciful thinking, daydreaming, swapna and susupti. The ego is clearly seen. What is Manorath? Manorath is daydreaming, you are Jagrit. One is Jagrit Avastha, Manorath, Swapna is the dream state and Susupti is the deep sleep state. In three Avastha, you are daydreaming. Manorath. Puna puna drishtam asattam etayo. Again and again, drishtam it is perceived, asattam unreality etayo. These two to the gross body and subtle body. Puna puna it is seen, it is asat, it is changing. In Manorath, from Manorath to Swapna, Swapna to Susupti, the ego is changing. Ego is changing. How is that? So it is seen, what is this Manorath? So Manorath is imagination, fanciful thinking. You are in the Jagrat Avastha. Mind is fully involved. There is subtle difference between Swapna and all that we'll see. Jagrat Avastha. Sometimes we do na, better we are doing imagination, kalpana. So sometimes you see that, you heard a news that one satellite is going to moon. Now you started imagining that I am sitting in that satellite going to moon. Daydreaming. Mind is fully conscious. Fully conscious. Manorath. Manorath. This mind in Jagrat Avastha is free to go anywhere, here and there, and with any speed. With any speed. With any speed. Okay. So there is a story of a Sheikh Chilli. Sheikh Chilli story. One day he was going to a village carrying a pot of yogurt. Then he was started daydreaming. He had not gone to sleep. Daydreaming. What will happen? I will sell this thing. I will earn this much of money. We also do daydreaming. After 12 months, how much will be our bank balance? How much will be spending? The next year, 5-year project we make. So this means daydreaming is continuously. And then after that, this Sheikh Chilli was dreaming. He will have a good house, this and that. And after that, he took one stone and hit. And it hit the pot and the pot was broken. Now Sheikh Chilli was thinking that my house is gone. See? His house is gone. In Manorath. Daydreaming. Okay. It is mind is functioning fully here in Manorath. In Susupti, what happens? It is play of the subconscious mind and dream is based on your vasanas. There are limitations. You don't have control on your dreams. All of a sudden it can come. And it is based on vasanas. Whereas in the Manorath, it is not based on vasanas. Mind is free to go anywhere at any speed. Daydreaming. Kaun rokta hai? You become king. Manorath. Okay. So in Manorath we have freedom to go anywhere. In dream this freedom is not there. Dream comes all of a sudden. We have got no control. Seeing movie in dream and we come out of it. We say no, it is asat. In dream you are seeing movie. And after that when you wake up, then you say no, this is asat. And in Susupti, so there is no faculty of mind or subtle body, no faculty of mind in Susupti, in deep sleep. Thus gross body and subtle body come and go. So ego in waking state, ego in dream state and ego in Susupti, he is comparing. And he is showing that this ego is fleeting and changing. Shankaracharya is only one purpose is there to prove this ego is changing. See your own Jagrat Avastha in Manorath, see Susupti Avastha, see your Sapna Avastha, this ego comes and goes. And in Susupti, it is not there. Therefore, ego is real. Therefore, ego is unreal. Proved. Shankaracharya says, okay, proved. Then what is to be done? If it is proved, do you all accept it? Whatever Shankaracharya says, that ego is unreal. If it is proved and if you accept it, then what is to be done? Next verse.
Ato bhimanam tyajamansa pinde.
Ato bhimanam tyajamansa pinde.
Pinda bhimanena pi buddhi kalpite. Kalatraya badhyam akhanda bodham. Gyatva swamatma namupaihi shantim. Ato bhimanam tyajamansa pinde. Pinda bhimanena pi buddhi kalpite. Kalatraya badhyam akhanda bodham. Gyatva swamatma namupaihi shantim.
Ataha, therefore, because Shankaracharya has proved that ego is unreal, it is momentary, it is fleeting, it is changing in Jagrat Avastha, in Swapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha, and it changes in birth to birth also. Changes. Therefore, atah abhimanam, tyajya mansa pinde, abhimanam is the identification. Do you remember the whole thing? He told us, he advised us that you should remove or give up all superimposition. What was those superimposition? Dehoham, jivoham, kartaham. So, dehoham. So what he is doing? Abhimanam, identification, tej, reject, mansa pinde, with the mass of flesh. With the mass of flesh. Don't identify. Don't identify. So reject your identification with the mansa pinda. We are all identified with the mansa pinda. Each of us, we are identified with the mansa pinda. Here only one word is used, manspinda. Earlier he has said there are seven constituents, seven metals in this. Yeah. Okay. So our life is how? Body-centered. Our life is body-centered. We calculate calories and check diet. We all calculate. Healthy food cow. Don't eat this, don't eat that, ye, wo, agram, agram. Calories, we count calories, itana kha liya. And how many calories we have utilized? Now people we are watch 10,000 steps. Ah, calories. See. Is this not life identified with the mansa pinda body? Yes. Then people keep weighing machine in bathroom. So men, they will weigh themselves before shaving. And after shave also they will. To check how many grams. And they will come out and say, I have lost so many grams, you know. Or before taking bath or after taking bath, how much dirt. Body identified. Identification with the body. Then we sometimes will say, no, we have gained weight or lost weight. But where? Weighing machine. Weighing machine is telling us that you have lost weight or you have gained. So what is this weighing machine? Lost and found. I have lost weight, I have gained weight, this and that. So, pinda abhimanam api buddhi kalpite. Pinda abhimanam with the ego or the subtle body api also buddhi kalpite is imagined. It is imagination of intellect only, buddhi kalpana. That's all. Okay, so reject this identification with subtle body and ego. It is cause of problem. This can be left. Had this been the real, this identification, had this been the real, we could not have removed it. Impossible to remove, had it been real. But this is not real, we can do this thing. And this abhiman, this ego is also changing from birth to birth. It's not necessary I was human in the last birth. Maybe a tree, maybe a fish, maybe another animal. So in each being, it is always different. Therefore, this ego is imaginary. Okay, so why ego is imaginary? Why can't I have ego? Let us satisfy each other's ego. Why it is unreal? Shankaracharya says, kal tray abadyam akhandabodham gyatva swatmanam upahi shantim. Kal tray abadyam, that which is not denied in three period of time. What is that which is not denied in three period of time, which cannot be negated in three period of time? Only one thing. Kal tray abadyam. Akhandabodham, absolute knowledge. Gyatva. You have to only know, not kritva. You don't have to do any action, only you have to know. What? Swam atmanam, apni atma. Don't try to find out the other's atma. Swam atma. Shankaracharya is very specific. Dusre ki atma main nahi jhanko. See your own swa-atmanam. What will happen? Upai, you will attain. What? Shantim. You will get shanti. You will get peace. So, by realizing your own self, which is absolute knowledge, which cannot be denied in three period of time, attain the state of supreme peace. So, if you want peace, give up ego. Simple equation. If you want shanti, give up ego. If you want ashanti, keep ego. Simple logic. We have got mathematical formula, algebraical formula, I told you many times. Consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Jiva minus ego, consciousness. And what is this consciousness? Shanti. So shanti plus ego is dukkha. Shanti, that consciousness is always with us. It is illuminating our ego also. So long we are identified with the ego, we are suffering. Ashanti is there. If we give up ego, kya milega? Shanti. So if you want ashanti, hold on to your ego, keep your ego, fatten your ego, make it more strong. Ashanti, ashanti, ashanti. Okay. So definition of sat is also given in satyatam abhadyatam. Sat cannot be negated or falsified. But ego can be negated. Ego can be negated. Sat can never be negated. Why? It is nitya, it is avikari, it is always there. Whether this body is there or not there, still there. Always it will be there. Okay. Then nature of Atma is bliss, therefore tyajya ego, which is the identification with the gross body and the subtle body. If the gross body and subtle body is not there, there is no ego. Okay. So continuing the same thought, give up ego, disidentified with the gross body and subtle body, there are many types of ego. They all are expressions or related to body and mind. He's going to give us some more examples. What are the other types of ego? But the root is the identification with the gross body and subtle body. If this is removed, then all other ego also will end. All other ego also will end. Okay, now therefore, says Shankara, renounce your identification with this mass of flesh. Renounce here means give up your vanity, abhimanam, that I am this. Don't destroy your body, just destroy the identification with your body. You need to renounce money. You need not renounce money or house or wife or position or status. Kuch bhi nahi chhodna hai. Many times people think, na? If we study Shastra, it always says renounce, renounce, renounce. Thakur Ramakrishna, somebody asked me, what is written in Gita? It is simple. What is simple? Just reverse it. Gita, ta-gi. Tagi means tyagi, 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 it becomes tyagi. Renounce, 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 renounce. But renounce what? Not your home, not your wealth, not your wife, not your children. What is to be removed? Identification. Sarva dharman parityajya. Sarva dharman parityajya means your identification which you have created. That is to be removed. That's all. Even if you have renounced all these and yet you are anxious about this body, all your renunciation are useless. They will return to you in a very short time, wherever you are. Himalaya chale jao, it will come. Many times I have said, Mahatma said, you will get a second wife there. Mil jayega. The ego which has vanity, I am this body, is nothing but an individual's intellectual estimation of himself. Renounce both the body and the idea, I am the body, then the ego will be eliminated. Having renounced, thus come to experience the unbroken knowledge, which is unconditioned by the three periods of time. The unbroken knowledge, akhanda bodham, is always present in the past, present and future. Understand the eternal reality as your own self. Come to experience the Supreme Self. Okay, what are the other identification? Thoda sa aur batao. Okay, now Shankaracharya is saying.
Tyaja abhimanam kulagotra nama. Rupa swayamesha dra, rupa swayamesha ardra sabasriteshu. Rupasrameshwardrasabhasriteshu Lingasya dharmanapi kartritadim
Lingasya dharmanapi kartritadim
Tyaktva bhavakhand sukhaswarupah
Tyaktva bhavakhand sukhaswarupah
Tyajabhimanam kulagotra nama Rupasrameshwardrasabhasriteshu Lingasya dharmanapi kartritadim Tyaktva bhavakhanda sukhaswarupa
Tyajya abhimanam kulagotra nama Rupasrameshu Adrasabhasriteshu Tyaja, renounce, give up. What? Abhimanam. Abhimanam means identification. Kiske saath? Kul. Family. Gotra. Lineage. Naam. Name. Rupa. Form. Ashrameshu. Order of life. Adrasava. Ashriteshu. Depending on the foul corpse. Achcha. So renounce your identification with the family, lineage, name, form and order of life, attributes of the body which is like a foul corpse. Okay. What is kul? Kul is, many times, aapko pata hai mera kul kya hai? My background? I belong to Rajvansh, royal family, you know. Or somebody else will say, Gotra. Do you know why Gotra? It's Vasishtha. But he doesn't have any guna Vasishtha. But Gotra is Vasishtha. You know, my Gotra is this. Then we say Kashyap Gotra and this Gautam Gotra and all this. Okay. Naam. Have you heard my name? Then they try to relate the surname. You know, I am connected to this. How you are connected? Mamera, Chachera, Kajin and this. It's a long. Okay. Roop. Acha. I am Roopvan or Roopavati. You know, I am going to participate in the beauty contest. Who told you are beautiful? Who told you are beautiful? I am beautiful. Okay. These are all abhiman. And this all abhiman, these identifications are all obstacles in sadhana. Why Shankaracharya is saying, cut these identifications? Because these are all obstacles in sadhana. Ashrameshu. Ashram, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanprastha. So we have got, you know, abhiman of ashram also, ego of ashram. In which ashram? I mean, grihastha ashram. It is the best ashram, you know. Grihastha ashram, dhanyaha, it is said. Why? Because they feed other three ashram. So I am superior in all ashram. Grihastha ashram looks after the brahmacharya. Your children are in the brahmacharya ashram. So who is financing? Grihastha. Banaprastha. Parents are gone into the banaprastha, retired. Who is financing? Grihastha. Sannyasi. Sannyasi is going and back. Bhiksham Dehi. Who is giving? Grihastha. So Grihastha, we are the Grihastha ashram. And the Sannyasi. Sannyasi will say, we are in Sannyas. It's the greatest ashram. We give you knowledge, you know. So they have got the ego of sannyasi becoming a sannyasi. Ego. Shankaracharya is saying this ashram identification should also be left. So all above five are situated in one ego, that is Dehoham. Kul, Gotra, Naam, Roop and Ashram. All these five are related to with the gross body. Gross body ka kul kya hai, gotra kya hai, what is the name and what is the roop. Roop is of the gross body only. Ashram is also of the gross body. Okay. Shankaracharya ji se thoda sa aur bata dete hain aapko. What is this deha? What is this body? He said adra sava. Adra means moisture. Sava means this all relates to the gross vati, which is nothing but is a inert and moisture, ardhasa. When the body is dead, the maximum content is the moisture part is in it, water content. And on that dead inert body, we are projecting all this kula, gotra, nam, roopa, ashram. So Shankaracharya is saying, see the root, it is Ardhasab, on which Naam, Roop, Kul, Gotra, Ashram is superimposed. Foundation is unreal. Foundation on which we are superimposing all this is unreal. Then how can the Naam, Gotra, Kul, etc. be great? Lingasya dharman api kartrittadini. Lingasya of subtle body, dharman, attributes, api also, kartrit, adin, the doership, etc. So kartitva, bhoktitva are in subtle body. We know where is the kartitva? In the intellect. In the intellect, kartitva. So तो कर्ता भोक्ता ज्ञाता मन्ता एटसेट्रा दिए जा द धर्म ऑफ सटल बॉडी गिव अप आइडेंटिफिकेशन विद द सटल बॉडी. सो अर्लियर वी वेर टोल्ड टू डिस आइडेंटिफाई फ्रॉम ग्रॉस बॉडी. रिमेंबर इन द अर्लियर वर्स मांस पिंडे ग्रॉस बॉडी. नाउ इन दिस वर्स ही सेइंग गिव अप द आइडेंटिफिकेशन विद द सटल बॉडी. देन वॉट विल हैपन इफ यू डिस आइडेंटिफाई फ्रॉम ग्रॉस बॉडी एंड सटल बॉडी. What will happen? Tyaktva bhava akhanda sukha swarupa. Tyaktva. If you renounce, if you give up, what will happen? Bhava become akhanda sukha swarupa, the very essence of the absolute bliss. You become ananda swarup. So bliss is the nature of self. It is imperishable. Earlier it is said upahi shanti. In the last word, in the last verse, it was said, Upai Shanti. Now it is saying Sukha. So, what is the difference between Shanti and Sukha? It is one and same. Shanti and Sukha is one and same. And how is that? Akhanda Sukha Swarupa. Like in Arati, we say, na, Sukha Shanti Gharave. Sukh, Shanti. Same thing, Sukh and Shanti. So again and again, ego is attacked. It is born out of gross body and subtle body. Ego includes the word go. That means it can be, it can go. Or in our technical language nowadays, all this, say, email, ego. We have got an email. E-wallet. Like similarly, ego. So very useful suggestion. If we keep ego, result is akhanda dukkha roop. If we keep ego, what will be there? Ashanti. And what is the opposite of sukha? Dukkha. If we remove ego, akhanda sukha roop. Or if we keep ego, akhanda. Choice is your, whatever you want. So Shankaracharya ji says that this ahankar is an obstacle in spiritual path. In general, it is there with everybody, but the seeker has to remove it. If we are seeker, we have to remove this ego. And by practice, we should do it. Okay. No, we cannot complete 298. It will take some time. Okay. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम. श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः.